And time for a look at the news for this Wednesday. It is the 30th day, the final day of the month of June for 2021. In the news this morning, Amador County Public Health reports 13 more cases of COVID-19 since last Tuesday's update, bringing the total laboratory-confirmed case count to 1,851. The new cases include one child under the age of 18, one age 18 to 49, two age 50 to 64, and three age 65 and above. Of those, one Amador resident required hospitalization. Over the last week, public health has been notified of breakthrough cases of COVID-19 in fully vaccinated individuals and is investigating for a variant strain of the virus. Most breakthrough cases are mild, and the risk of hospitalization and death is very low for those fully vaccinated. Contact tracing has established a linkage to out-of-state travel. Over 33,600 doses of COVID-19 vaccine have been administered to Amador residents to date. At least 61% of eligible Amador County residents aged 12 and over have had at least one dose of vaccine, and over 15,000 are fully vaccinated. Amador Public Health is offering COVID-19 vaccine at pop-up outreach clinics. Today, one is scheduled at the Comanche Lake Community Center from 11 to 2, offering Johnson & Johnson. On Friday, another outreach clinic with Johnson & Johnson will be offered at Young's Market in Pioneer from noon to 4. Homebound individuals may schedule a nurse home visit vaccination appointment by calling the Amador Public Health Department at 223-6407. And CAL FIRE is reminding Calaveras and Tuolumne County residents and visitors alike of the current fire danger and that the use of fireworks and possession of fireworks, legal and illegal, is prohibited. All fireworks, including Safe and Sane, are prohibited in all areas of both Calaveras and Tuolumne counties. CAL FIRE will be out in full force, and anyone caught with fireworks will be cited and the fireworks confiscated. Violation of fireworks laws are subject to a maximum $1,000 fine and up to 1 year in county jail. Additionally, if firework use results in a fire, the user is subject to additional violations, the possibility of arrest, and potential civil liability for the damages caused by the fire. Members of the public possessing fireworks can surrender them without penalty at any fire station. Now, the lack of rainfall we've received this year has led to very dry conditions throughout the CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras unit. This has caused several recent fires to spread rapidly. Now, everybody, wherever you may be, everybody needs to be responsible and be aware of the actions that cause fires. CAL FIRE TCU wishes everyone a safe holiday weekend. And remember, one less spark means one less wildfire. Well, over $500,000 in illegal marijuana was recently seized in three separate Calaveras County raids. The grows targeted by the Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Unit were all in the Mountain Ranch area. Two were on the same road within a block of each other, while the other was one street over. At the first site on Old Greek Mine Road, deputies seized 242 pot plants worth over $169,000. A citation for illegal cultivation and sales was issued to the only person on the property, Jesse Yang of Stockton. 209 plants and over 6 pounds of processed marijuana were discovered at the second site, located a block up on Old Greek Mine Road, but no suspects. Investigation determines the grow to be a combined value of more than $150,000. The third site off of Sequoia Road involved the biggest seizure of the day. Deputies uncovered 247 growing marijuana plants and nearly 83 pounds of processed pot with an estimated value of $255,000. A firearm was also discovered. Matthew Linneman of Mountain Ranch was cited for operating an illegal grow and for sales. The Calaveras Sheriff's Office encourages anyone with knowledge of illegal marijuana operations to call the Sheriff's Office Anonymous Marijuana Tip Line, 754-6870. And congratulations go out to members of the Jackson City Fire Department. Earlier this week, the department held a badge-pinning ceremony for three members during the Jackson City Council meeting. Jesse DiGirolamo and Robert Greathouse were promoted to captain, and Alex Sharp was promoted to battalion chief. All of us here at KVGC congratulate these three for their dedication to the fire department and to our community, which they serve. And the state's eviction moratorium for renters has been pushed to September 30th. It was set to expire last night, but Assembly Bill 832 was signed by Governor Newsom. It also doubles the amount of money in the state's $5.2 billion rent relief program that clears debt for many low-income renters who have suffered economic hardship during the COVID pandemic. Income-qualified tenants will now be eligible for money to cover up to 100% of past due payments. It can also cover utility bills and can cover bills dating back to April of 2020 for income-qualified residents. And blue ribbons are waiting for the winners of hundreds of classes that can be entered at this year's Amador County Fair. Now's the time to get those entry forms in if you want to participate. The exhibitor guide is available online with easy-to-access entry forms. The deadline for submitting your entry forms has been extended to July 16th. For details, visit AmadorCountyFair.com. That's AmadorCountyFair.com. The fair runs this year, July 29th through August 1st. And that's a look at local news on A Gold Country. Wednesday morning, the final day of the month of June for 2021. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.